NAIDOC Week is all about celebrating Indigenous culture. On The Wire this week, we move around the country talking to Indigenous community radio stations. Cool and Deadly, 3KND, is Melbourne's only Indigenous community radio station. I chatted with their spokesperson, Erica Higgins, earlier about how they've been celebrating this year's NAIDOC.
Well, first off, I'd like to acknowledge that I'm coming to you from the lands of the Jagerung people, the traditional owners of this land which I'm on, which has never been ceded and never will be. And I'd like to acknowledge their elders from the past, present and those to come, and their continuous association with the lands and waters, trees, animals, birds, wildflowers and the spirits of this land. And every night we sleep on their land and every morning we wake up on their land, which always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Happy NAIDOC Week, everyone.
Happy NAIDOC Week, indeed. Thanks for that, Erica. And always was, always will be, that's the theme of this year's NAIDOC Week. How's your station been engaging with that this year?
Well, it's been pretty difficult for us being in lockdown for the greater part of this year. I'm still working remotely at this stage, so I'm not back in Melbourne. But what we decided we'd do for this NAIDOC Week, we decided we'd do some interviews with our respected elders and talk about where they came from in terms of always was and their vision for the future in terms of it always will be.
And what sort of themes or issues have come out of those conversations?
Some of the themes that have come out is the enormous loss that our mob feels, both in terms of their lands, their culture, and particularly their language. And a lot of these things were taken when we were removed from our country. We were made to go and live in places that weren't our own country. We also had to start to learn to live on missions. And many times people were punished for continuing to speak their First Nation language. So it was not able to be transmitted. And along with that, we lost a lot of our stories and our connection to our dance and song lines. And it's very hard for a lot of us to see others losing their culture through choice, whereas we had it taken away.
You've been having these conversations with elders. Is there anything else that you've been doing for NAIDOC Week this year, or things that you wanted to be doing? You're
well,
in Melbourne,
normally,
of course, so there's obviously a lot that you couldn't have done.
Doing outside broadcasts, and today, normally, we'd be heading down to the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service where everyone musters up, and then we do a march into the centre of the city. And it's very hard for a lot of us to go without this year. And because we've been in lockdown and isolated from each other, so the important part of our radio station is being keeping our community connected. I always love NAIDOC and I love this year's theme. I'm thinking it's about, I think maybe 25 years ago, we had a big banner out the front of my house, which is on a main road, and it had the Aboriginal flag painted on it, and it said, "Traditional owners of land always was, always will be." So it's great about 25 years later that this year's NAIDOC theme is that. And I'd like to wish everyone listening a really happy NAIDOC Week. For me, NAIDOC Week is about celebrating our survival, our continuous culture, and about sharing that with the wider community.
Excellent. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries.
And that was Erica Higgins from Cool and Deadly 3KND, Melbourne Indigenous Community Radio Station, speaking to me earlier.